Amen. Before I'm through, it all makes sense. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 37. Love this story. This story, there's never a time that it doesn't bring tears to my eyes. This is a living book. And it seems that I cannot read the story of Joseph without feeling emotions of different sort. But always, Brother Mikey, when I come to that place when he says, I am Joseph. And it's almost like I can feel all the emotion, amen, that Joseph was feeling at that very moment. Praise God. And that we want to try to help you, amen, if the Lord will help us tonight. Genesis 37, verse number 23, and it's a delight to be here. See everybody. Amen. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked. Behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices and balm, myrrh, and going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph in to Egypt. Amen. Chapter number 50. Amen. Chapter number 50, verse number 20. Amen. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring it to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Amen. One more time, can you stretch your hands this way? Ask the Lord to help us tonight. Father, we come to you knowing that we need your touch, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you would touch my mind, that you'd give me clarity of thought, O Lord, that you would help me, Lord, to be able to convey what you've laid and burned in my heart, that you would anoint me with the Holy Ghost, that you would anoint them with the Holy Ghost, God. Give them ears to hear and hearts to receive, and we'll give you praise and glory for everything that is accomplished. Meet with us around these altars, Lord, these nights that we're here. We'll give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen. Praise God. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me. I'd like to preach about being polished for the palace. Amen. Being polished for the palace. I read to you tonight here the great grandsons of Abraham. We know Abraham as being the father of the faithful. We know that it was through Abraham that all the nations of the earth, that they were going to be blessed. We see not only the great grandsons of Abraham, but we see the sons of Jacob. And the picture that we get here in this story, it's not a very good picture. You can see that these brothers are dysfunctional. You can see probably, no doubt, before Jacob had that Jabbok experience, when the Lord touched him, and from that time forward he was different. You can probably see, amen, that the conniving trickster ways of Jacob, amen, it run over and into his boys. And then we have this one son, this son named Joseph. We know that Joseph was the firstborn son of Jacob's prize bride, Rachel, the one that he loved more than any. And Joseph was the firstborn. I don't know, after Benjamin was born and after Rachel had died and the coat of many colors was given unto Joseph, I don't know really what it was that caused these brethren not to like Joseph. I don't know if it was because he was a godly boy. Amen. He was a God-fearing boy. We know that the Bible said he was the son of his father's old age. What that meant, amen, was not, you know, the youngest boy was Benjamin. But what was being said of Joseph there was that he was a young boy with an old head, so to speak. He was very mature. He was very spiritual. He was very godly. Amen. It's for some reason or another, these brothers did not like Joseph. Amen. But yet in between my texts, there elapses a great amount of time. There is a dash between these texts. I read to you in Genesis 37. Amen. They cast him into a pit. The Bible said they stripped him, they shoved him, and they cast him into a pit. And then in Genesis chapter 50, it said to save much people alive. Now I want to tell you here, amen, about probably, no doubt, I know it was 17 years, I believe, Brother Mikey, until that Joseph seen his brothers again. 17 years of hardship. 17 years of being in Egypt. But Brother Samuel, I want you to know here tonight, amen, but 22 years altogether probably before, amen, Jacob died and his brothers were afraid that now that daddy's gone, Joseph is going to slay us. But Joseph had no weapons in his heart. Amen. He was a godly boy. Are you hearing me? But between the texts here tonight, we read about all the elements of life. The story of ambition, the story of hope, the story of dreams and love. Amen. Sorrow, envy, and hate. The story of lust and temptation. A story of vengeance and forgiveness. All of that is in this great story of Joseph. One of the greatest stories that has ever been known to man. But I want to tell you before, and you must understand this tonight, before there was ever a diadem, amen, there was a dungeon. And before there was ever a palace, there was a pit, and there was a prison. And brother, what I'm trying to tell you tonight, amen, there was a process in between Genesis 37 and Genesis 50. I want to tell you, friend, amen, for every child of God, amen, there comes a time that we must go through the process. God gives us a promise. God speaks to our heart. I don't know if I'm preaching to individually tonight. I may be preaching to us collectively. I may be preaching to families tonight. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes before our dreams are ever reached, there is a process, and there is something that we've got to go through. Amen. It's not always easy. It's not always painless. It's not always quick. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the trial is monotonous, and sometimes the trial is mysterious. But the fact of the matter is, if you're ever going to sit in the palace, you've got to go through the polishing. You've got to go through the difficulty. And you've got to pass the test. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 2. Amen. Listen to me. I read this verse the other day. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me. Wouldn't you like to be hid in the shadow of God's hand tonight? But he went on to say, he hath made me a polished shaft in his quiver. Hath he hid me? A polished shaft in his quiver. Hath he hid me? That quiver's close to his heart. Amen. That quiver is where he can cover. Amen. That polished shaft is a bright arrow. Amen. And there, amen, the writer of Isaiah. And I understand tonight that the writer in Isaiah is speaking about Christ. I understand he's talking about the mouth of Jesus. And we know in Revelation, out of his mouth, amen, cometh a two-edged sword. I know the book of Hebrews said that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than to any two-edged sword. I know tonight I could preach to you about a shaft. I could preach to you about a polished shaft. And I could tell you it reaches farther, amen, than a sword. You may add a step to that sword, but that shaft that's put in that bow, amen, can be shot at a greater distance. And God's word never misses his mark. You can't outrun God's word. You can't outdodge God's word. Amen. I can preach to you tonight about that shaft, amen, coming with greater force. That sword may do some damage, but it doesn't come with the velocity of an arrow, amen, from the archer. Are you hearing me? I can preach to you about that shaft being less discernible than a sword, but that's not what I want to preach to you about. I read that verse, and as I read that verse, in my thoughts and in my prayers and in my meditation, I begin to think about that verse, and I begin to think about Joseph. If there was ever a polished shaft, if there was ever a bright arrow, Joseph was the greatest type of the Lord Jesus Christ. AWP gives over 100 typologies from Joseph's life, amen, that shadowed or mirrored the greater Joseph that was to come. I want to tell you, he said, a polished shaft hath he hid in his quiver. Are you hearing me tonight? Listen to me. An excellent marksman does not waste his ammunition. There is no greater marksman, and there is no greater archer, amen, than God himself. Are you hearing me? And God waits for the right opportunity, and he sends the arrow at the precise moment for the maximum effect. I want to tell you, there was something about Joseph when he was a 17-year-old boy that God looked at him and said, that is a shaft, and I'm going to polish him. I'm going to put him in my quiver. I'm going to put him through the process. I'm going to put him through the polishing. But there's going to come a day I'm going to put him in my quiver. And there's coming a day I'm going to use him. Amen. I'm going to use him to save much people. Amen. I'm going to take him from the depths and I'm going to bring him to the heights. I'm going to take him from the lowlands and I'm going to put him in the highlands. I'm going to take him from the pit and I'm going to put him in the palace. I wish somebody would help me preach. Oh, glory to God. Woo. If there was ever a polished shaft, Joseph was. I don't believe he was perfect at 17 years old. God had to put him through the pit in the prison and knock off the rough edges. You hear me? Amen. There is a process. There are some of you that are going through that process.
this here tonight. Amen. For all I know, Brother Sam, your church may be going through a polishing process. Your church, I don't know. Amen. Maybe you are. Maybe Brother Mikey is. Amen. Maybe I am. Amen. Going through that polishing process. God's given you a promise. Amen. But that promise has not been fulfilled. Listen to me. Amen. God seeing that Joseph was so precious. Amen. That God said, I'm going to put him in my quiver. And I'm going to polish him. And I'm going to send him out ahead of his brothers. Amen. And when they get in need, when they come to Egypt, amen, he is going to have a mouth. Amen. Joseph is going to be able to go into Pharaoh. Amen. Dream that. Pharaoh's dreamed the dream. And Joseph's going to be able to interpret it. Amen. Come on. I'm going to preach to you now. I want to tell you, diamonds don't sparkle, they tell me, until after they've been cut. And then they are polished. Amen. Pearls do not shine until after they have been peeled. Amen. And then they have been polished. I want to tell you tonight, there may be some of you that are feeling the cut of the knife. Amen. God's peeling back your impurities. He's peeling back your infirmities. He's peeling back on you. Maybe you feel the cut of the knife and you wonder, my God, amen, what's going on in my life? I'm praying. I'm reading. I'm faithful. I'm going to church. But yet it seems instead of things getting better, amen, they're getting worse. I want to tell you tonight, amen, hold on, my child. Amen. At the right time, at the right moment, God's going to reach into his quiver and say, I need a polished shaft. I believe I'll pull Mikey Maxson out and put him in my bow, and I'm going to send him sailing. I'm going to send him higher and farther. I wish somebody would shout amen. I wished I could tell you the process was quick, but I can't. So I must tell you that word that we love to hear: be patient, persevere, endure, be not weary in well doing, for in due season. Amen. You're going to think, come on now. I want to tell you, you got to wait his time. You got to be patient. You got to be, amen, patient. For Joseph, it was 20 plus years. For Moses, it was 80 plus years. For Noah, it was 120 years. But they were patient. Are you hearing me? Amen. And I want to tell you, somebody, you feel like your trial's been on way too long. But I'm telling you, God's a polishing you. He's making you a bright arrow. He's putting you down in his quiver. He's covering that quiver with his hand. And it's next to his heart. And Enoch, he says, when he gets ready. Amen. Oh, when Enoch's ready. When I get through polishing on him. When I get through testing him a little bit. Amen. I'm going to pull him out. And I'm going to put him in my arrow. In my bow, and I'm going to shoot him. I want to tell you tonight, amen, promotion cometh not from the east or the west. It cometh from God. And if you'll stay humble and you'll stay under the hand of God, there will come a day he'll reach into his quiver and he'll pull you out and he'll send you flying. I hope I'm making sense.
Hallelujah.
If there was ever.
Thank you.
Woo! I tell you what, Shay, I did good. I did better. I never bring a hanky. I did good. I bragged on myself today. I said, TD, you put handkerchiefs. You brought them. And then I forgot to bring it to church. I don't have old timers, just some timers, I guess. Are you hearing me? I won't tell you right now. Hey, man, I wish I could tell you it'd be quick. I wish I could tell you it'd be painless. Right. I wish I could tell you it'd be over tomorrow, right, or next week or next month. Amen. But I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something, Joseph. No doubt Joseph loved them older brothers. Huh? He looked up to them. He thought, man, if I could be like Reuben, if
I could be like Judah. And all of a sudden one day, I don't know why he told them brothers his dreams. I don't know if that was a smart thing to do. Amen. His daddy had already given him a coat of many colors. Amen. Probably gave him a more easy life than them. He tells them that they're going to be bowing down to him. And they hated him all the more. They couldn't speak peaceably to him. And one day, Jacob says, Joseph, I want you to go down to your brothers. And I want you to go on down there. And I want you to, amen, just check on them for me. Take them something to eat. I can see Joseph high stepping that way. Amen, bounding that way. But when his brothers seen him, they weren't high stepping. They said, here comes that dreamer. Let's see what we can do to his dreams. Let's see what becomes of his dreams. I want to tell you, Joseph didn't see it coming, Brother Samuel. He didn't see the pit. He didn't see the pitfall. It caught him off guard. I want to tell you, your trial caught you off guard. You didn't see it coming either. Amen. If you would have seen it coming, amen, you would have did things different. Amen. But it hit you sideways. It sucker punched you. Amen. And here you are, just like Joseph. He never seen it coming. Woo. That's how yours happened. You didn't see it coming. Joseph's pit came in the form of a cistern. Amen. Your pit came in the form of a diagnosis. Amen. Maybe a foster home. Amen. Joseph was thrown in and forgotten. Amen. Basically, or despised rather. Amen. You were thrown into the unemployment line and you feel like you've been forgotten. You were thrown into the divorce court and you were abandoned by that one that you said for better or for worse, and you feel, amen, betrayed. Amen. Somebody might have been thrown into a bedroom or a bed and abused as a child, and tonight, amen, you wrestle with your past. You feel unworthy. You feel unclean. Amen. You feel like all the world is against you. But I want to tell you Joseph's story, Brother Darren. It did not get better. Amen. Amen. At first, instead of getting better, Brother Snow, it got worse. He got abandoned by his brothers. It led to enslavement in Egypt. Then he was entrapped by Potiphar's wife. And finally, he was imprisoned. He was sucker punched. He was sold out. He was betrayed. He was mistreated. Is there anybody here ever felt the sting of betrayal? Is there anybody here that has ever felt like you were sold out? Amen. But yet, amen, Joseph never let bitterness stake its claim. His heart never got hard. His resolve never vanished. Amen. He not only survived, but he thrived in Egypt. He ascended like a helium balloon. And at the end, amen, he was the second most powerful man in his generation. I want to tell you, you may feel the peeler. You may feel like you're being polished. But I'm saying, hang on. There's coming a day he'll bring you up out of the pit. He'll bring you up out of the palace or the prison. He'll set you in the palace. I wish somebody would grab a hold of the promise. Lift your hands and praise him. Woo! 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 I don't know why bad things happen to good people. Probably this summer, Brother Mikey, and I ain't saying this for sympathy or for... But I probably was sucker punched harder than I've ever been sucker punched in my life. And I've been through a lot. Are you hearing me? I've hurt. And I've went down to my office. And I've cried. And I've walked the floor. And to be honest with you right now, brother, things aren't getting better. They seem like they're getting worse. Are you hearing me? Amen. But I want to tell you this tonight. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. Hear me. In God's hands, if you'll put it in God's hands and you'll wait God's time, intended evil, amen, will become eventual good. Are you hearing me? Amen. Intended evil will become eventual good. You meant evil against me. That's what Joseph told them. Amen. You meant to cut me. You meant to hurt me. You meant to betray me. Amen. You meant to sell me. Amen. Come on now. You meant evil. That word meant there is a Hebrew verb, and it means to weave or to plait. Amen. But what Joseph was saying to them, he wasn't bitter with them. He was just saying, you meant evil to me. I understand it. Amen. But while you were weaving evil, amen, my God was reweaving, amen, good. Amen. While you meant it to be over for me, amen, God said, I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to bring him through. I'm going to polish him up. I'm going to put him in my quiver. I'm going to hide him under my hand. I'm going to put him close to my heart. I wish somebody would shout amen. You're not as far from God as you think you are. You're near his heart. You're near his head.
No matter what life's brought you, just stay in his hand. Let him polish you. He wants you to put you in his quiver.
Amen. Oh, man, I'm feeling the Lord. I need God to help. I don't know, amen, if we're going to shout tonight, but that's not necessarily what I've come to do. I've come to let somebody know, amen, all that seems evil in your life, all those things that seem to be against you, amen, God wants to reweave it into good. Amen. Satan weaves and God reweaves, amen, to bring it to pass. That is a construction term. I want to tell you, no matter what the devil. I picked myself up from the scrap heap of ruin. And the devil meant evil. Hallelujah. God rewove it, Titus, into good. Let somebody shout amen. Amen. I know the logic of Satan in this story. He thought, if I can get Abraham's seed, I could stop the messianic line. If I could get to Abraham or to Isaac or to Jacob or to his boys, that fourth generation. Amen. That's what the devil's trying to get in our hour. He's trying to destroy the fourth generation. Amen. His logic was simple. It was sinister. Destroy Abraham. So he sent out all of hell's hitmen. Amen. All of the adversaries and assassins. He put the cross arrows on Jacob's boys. And you know the story. But tonight, amen, you feel like you can't make it through. You fear that depression will never leave. That yelling and screaming will never stop. That your pain will never subside. You've been cut. You've been peeled. You've been stripped. You've been shoved. You've been sold down to Egypt. Down, down, down. Stripped of your name. Stripped of your status. Stripped of your position. You're down in the mouth. You're down in the dumps. You're down to your last dollar. You're down on life. I want to tell you, life has a way of pulling us down. Amen. I know it does. But life can't pull us under. Nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Oh, nothing. Not devils. Amen. Not principalities. Nothing in this life can separate you from the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So whether I'm preaching to individual, collectively to churches, or to families tonight, life may have a way of pulling you down, but you don't have to let life pull you under. You're just going through the polishing process. I know the peeler's been cutting away in infirmities. impurities, imperfections. Ooh, but he's going to shine you up. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I know he's been cutting on you. But in order for you to shine, in order for you to sparkle, he's got to polish on you. Amen. But when he gets you polished, hallelujah, and you become his polished shaft, his bright arrow that he puts in your quiver. I'm almost through. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. You may be down to your last dollar. You may be down on life. Amen. But look at Joseph. He went to Egypt with nothing but the sandals on his feet and the clothes on his back. He had no credentials to stand on when he got there. He had no vocation. He had no family to lean on. He was a 17-year-old boy. He had lost everything. He had lost everything but one thing. He had not lost his dream. He had not lost his destiny. He had not lost his determination. And he sure hadn't lost his God. You read the story. If he was in the prison, the Lord was with him. If he was in Potiphar's house, the Lord was with him. If he was before Pharaoh, the Lord was with him. Amen. Come on now. I said, come on now. He hasn't left us. He hasn't forsaken us. He's still with you. He's still for you. He's still wants to put you in his bow and send you saved. He hadn't lost his destiny. He was a shaft in the quiver. Woo! Let me read you one other verse. Amen. That I think of Joseph of. Lamentations 4:20. Amen. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord was taken in their pits. Of whom we said, under his shadow, we shall live among the heathen. I want to tell you, I know that's talking of an earthly king, but I want to tell you there is a heavenly king that we can live under his shadow. Amen. And we can, amen, we can do something in a heathen land. Well, didn't take his dream. I'm almost through. I hope. Are y'all three dead? Come on. Hear me tonight. Woo! That's what we need. We need an altar service. We need you to bring yourself to this altar. Think it not strange that fiery trial which is trying you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Amen. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. You're near God. He's just polishing you. He'll polish you a little bit, put you back in the quiver, put his hand over you. That's what God's trying to do tonight. I believe there were days Joseph was down. He had to have been. 2 years in a prison for doing nothing wrong. We don't get all the emotion that Joseph, but I believe there were some mornings he got out. Stretched his legs and he said, it ain't always going to be made this way. I was made for something better than this. Amen. It's not always going to be this way. It's not always going to be damp and dark and gloomy. Amen. There's going to come a time. It's going to be sunshine. There's going to be thrones and there's going to be music. I want to tell you tonight, it's not always going to be that way for you. Amen. Tonight all you feel is the darkness and you feel the gloom and you feel the depression. But I want to tell you, be patient. God's going to shoot you. Amen. God's going to take you out of the quiver. And he's going to shoot you far. He's going to shoot you high. Come on, Sister Boyd. Be ready. I'll be thinking of something. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
use you. Let God use you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Yea, I, the Lord God, I've called thee by name. I, the Lord God, I have put you in the furnace. I, the Lord God, have put you in the polishing process. But I, the Lord God, would say unto thee, wait on me, wait on me. I will lift thee up. I will perfect that which concerneth you. If you will wait on me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Can someone say, Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. As my wife's coming, I've got more, but I'm going to quit. Brother Samuel or Brother Mikey, either one of you, give me Psalm 66, verse number 10. Amen. Either one, don't matter.
Hallelujah. Psalm 66, verse number 10. Read that for me.
For thou, O God,
has
proved us.
Thou
hast tried us.
Thou hast what?
Tried.
Bible said that Joseph was tried until his word came. Come on, you're being tried. You're in the trial. And a faith that has not been tried is a faith that cannot be trusted. Are you hearing me? You're being tried tonight. Go ahead. Read some more.
Thou hast tried us as silver is tried.
Thou
brought us into the net.
Thou brought us into the net. He could bring us into the polishing room. He could bring us into the cutting room. Amen. Come on now. Read a little more.
Thou laidst affliction upon our loins.
Thou laidest afflictions. God did?
Yes.
Yes, He did. But it's not over there. Listen.
Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire. And through water. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place.
They came through the fire. They came through the water. They came through the flood. They came through the lion's den. They came through the prison. They came through the burning stake. They came from the chopping block. And He brought them out into a better land, a better place. I want to tell somebody here, hang on. Amen. Joys are coming in the morning. I said, weeping may endure, but for a night. But joy! Let's stand all over the building. I wish I could have preached better. But you know, the best evidence of God's presence, Spurgeon said, the best evidence of God's presence is the devil's growl. Has anybody heard the devil growl lately? Has anybody heard the devil roar at you? Brother Ronnie Baker said he goeth about as a roaring lion. He said that lion there's an old lion without any teeth. All he's got left is his roar. Amen. I'll tell you what, that's what the devil's been doing to some of you. He's roared. You've been intimidated till you lost the victory, till you've lost your, amen, your joy, till you've lost your peace. Can I share a favorite word of God with you? Amen. Can I tell you one of God's most favorite words? Amen. One of His most favorite words is through. And you may be wondering tonight, will this gray sky ever brighten? Will this heavy load ever lighten? But I want to tell you one of God's words.
He said through. He'll get you through the stuff. He'll bring you through the Red Sea. He'll bring you through the wilderness. He'll bring you through your trial. He'll bring you through your disappointment. He'll bring you through your loneliness. He'll bring you through your heartache. He'll bring you through. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt. Would you lift your hands all over the building? We're going to have an altar call here. God wants to bring you through.
When God has an